Well, I mean, the longer we're together, guys, you know, the core group, and we're going on 6 years now. So there's a comfort in that. That helps a lot. You know what to expect. They know what to expect. We know each other. So that's good. You know, we've lost some key guys. You know, we signed Yonder. That'll certainly help. You know, replacing Brian in the bullpen will be a chore. Probably take more than one guy to kind of fill what he did. The good news is we have guys that can do that. And, you know, I have no doubt that there'll be guys step up that we don't know who they are yet. You know, last year in spring training, I don't know how many people asked me about Tyler Olson. You know, by the end of the year, he's got, what, 20 scoreless innings. It happens every year, and it'll happen again. So that's exciting because some of the guys, you just don't quite know who they are yet, but they'll rise to the occasion. They'll get an opportunity and run with it, and that gets exciting.
Terry, what do you say to the fans who saw key players like Carlos and company leave, Yonder come in, but fans who kind of get pessimistic about, oh, you know, you're taking a step back?
Oh boy, I don't think anybody should be pessimistic right now. I mean, my goodness, not I mean we have the best record in the American League the last 5 years. I mean, this has been a good run of baseball, and I don't see that going anywhere. That's a hard one for me to answer because I don't feel like we should answer it. We have a good team in place, a team we feel really good about. And as far as movement goes and losing players, I don't know the numbers, but I bet you we're one of the least teams in baseball where we've kept our core together. We've had very little movement on our team. I mean, you're going to lose guys. You can't keep every. We can't be the team that signs guys to their second or third contract. You know, we need to be that team that gets guys like years 1 through 8. You know, maybe give them that second contract, but that's probably not where we're at right now.
Can you give us a Michael Brantley update?
By all accounts, he's doing terrific. He'll be dying to start the season on time, as he always does. That'll be our make sure that we get him back and keep him back and not let opening day be an arbitrary deadline. But by all accounts, he's doing terrific.
How do you see Yonder perhaps filling the role of Carlos Santana now that he's gone?
That's basically what he'll do. He'll play the majority of first base. Certainly Edwin goes over there. Trying to balance that out a little bit so we can keep both the bats in the lineup. But it's basically, you know, replacing Carlos. You know, give him a day off against that, you know, a Chris Sale lefty where maybe he gets 10, 12 game days a year, and it'll be against the tougher lefties. Other than that, he'll play.
Terry, how do you see, where do you see Kipnis playing? And
More than likely, he plays second. I mean, the winter isn't over yet. But the way we're aligned, it certainly looks like that's the right thing to do. He's preparing for that. You know, Hosey will shoot over to third. Whether we have Brant right at opening day or maybe a little bit later, he goes to left and we stay in our alignment.
Terry, did you feel the need to have a conversation with him after the trade rumors came up?
No, I didn't. To be honest with you, I didn't see those rumors, so I couldn't have a conversation because I didn't even know. I heard about them maybe 2 weeks later. But I have talked to Kip, just wasn't about that.
Terry, Mickey Callaway, you lose him too. How much credit does Mickey deserve for what this pitching staff has been able to do? And might he be one of your biggest off-season losses?
To answer that, Mickey was hugely important to what we were doing here on the pitching side, and we're going to miss him a lot. Saying that, I'm so happy with the staff we've put together. You know, rather than try to put a Band-Aid on something, we sat back and really tried to dig deep and maybe not just replace Mickey with one person. You know, we brought Carl Wilson, who not only has a lot of major league experience, but he has experience with the Indians. He knows our staff. I think his personality will fit in seamlessly with the guys. But then we also have Scott Atchison and Brian Sweeney. So we have kind of like three guys that will handle the pitching. And I'm really happy the way we did it. I think we're going to be stronger because of the three guys together. And that's a hard thing to do because you're right, Mickey was so good and is so good. But we didn't want to just put a Band-Aid on something.
Tito, The other night at the Sports Awards, you mentioned coming back with a vengeance this year. Do you think that's something you convey to the guys at spring training coming up, or is that something?
Oh, I don't know. I just got on a roll the other night. I was tired and thought everybody's ready to go. But I mean, whatever it takes, whether guys use that for, you know, what, you know, I don't care what they use. You know, you hear it all the time. Every team that wins is like, well, nobody believed us. That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. But if that's what guys use, good for them. That's okay. You know, we have an obligation as a team to take whatever we can and use it to propel us to be as good as we can be. If that's what it takes, good. If it's something else, good. I just want us to be a really good team.
Dude, how do you feel about Zimmer rolling into his second year here?
We missed him. You know, he came at a time where, you know, from all reports, he really wasn't the finished product. And he gave us such a help, you know, defensively, speed-wise. You know, and he held his own at the plate. You know, he had that one period where he really struggled, but he really held his own at the plate. But defensively, he made us a different team. So having him back healthy will be really nice. You know, to see, you know, is he ready to advance into playing every day? Can he handle that? Do you have to give him a break against lefties? You know, those are things we don't know yet. But it's nice to know he's healthy and back because we really did miss him.
How do you feel just about the overall complexion of the outfield? Do you feel like it's consistent now that you'd be comfortable going into spring?
You know, saying that, Guyer's health is a big, we need to get him back because he does such a...
He wants to be a role model to the kids in Puerto Rico. So how do you, what is he like off the field?
Well, I don't hang out with him the field.
Okay, you're right, but I mean, just what
he's a nice kid. I mean, you can spend 10 minutes with him at the field to know that. He's a very nice kid. I mean, any person that says that, I think it's great. That's, you know, today's, you know, you spend 5 minutes reading about the politics and stuff. Anybody that wants to propel kids into the right direction, good for them.
Tito, what about Yandy Diaz? Where would you probably have him playing this spring?
Some of it's going to depend on his health. You know, he had that sports hernia that he's been kind of fighting a little bit. So he's out in Arizona now. We'll play him at third. And again, we've all seen how things change, you know, from a hamstring or anything. So, but more than likely, we'll play him at third and probably not bounce him around like we did last year.
Terry, what's your take on the pace of play proposals from Major League Baseball?
You know, they do a really good job of keeping us informed and trying to explain to us what they're trying to accomplish. I don't have a problem with it. I know they have to go through umpires union, players union. There's a lot of hurdles for them. It's not as easy as just saying, hey, this makes sense, let's do that. I personally think there are ways that they could cut out some of the dead time, and I think players would adjust. For instance, in between innings, there's always a push-pull. How many pitches do you give the starter, you know, the pitcher? Tell them that our game is going to start at, say, it's 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Our game started at 2:15. If you're out there and you want to throw 10 pitches, go ahead. If you're out there and you have time for one, but we're starting at 2:15, I think you would cut out about a half a minute each inning in which we're...
Proposals for the pitch clock and the number of visits to the mound, how would that change the
way that you would approach it? It does change because the hardest thing for us is with the technology that's in place, teams have a lot of your pitches. It's not that hard. When you have people that are smart that are sitting up there watching every pitch on TV, you're going to have everybody's signs. We don't want them to have them. So a lot of times catcher has to go out there and make a quick trip to the mound. That's going to be probably the one that sets off more people than the other stuff.
Do you see any difference in the kids who have come up from the last few years having a clock in the minor leagues to their...
Not really. No? I think, like, in my opinion, like Naquin was one of our slower guys getting in the box. He was one of the younger kids. I think it's all personal how guys go about it and how they've always gone about it.
Now that you mentioned Naquin, I just wondered about your thoughts on him because, you know, he was prominent in 16 and not so much last year.
Yeah, it's I mean, his whole career is right in front of him. You know, it happens to a lot of players where you come up and you have a brief amount of success and then you kind of hit some struggles. That doesn't mean that he's out of sight, out of mind. You know, I mean, again, it could be somebody's hamstring, it could be his performance, but we've seen him do it before and nobody's given up on him for a minute.
Terry, you went through a health scare in the middle of the season last year. How was the offseason for you, and how are you feeling now?
Good. I needed to get away a little bit. I was pretty tired at the end of the year. I feel good. I have the fire to come back and get started, which is good, because I don't think you could have that and not feel healthy. But it gets to that clock rolls around, and it's like you start to see the players, and it's like it's go time, and I'm looking forward to it.
With Mejia this spring, will you guys focus just on his catching, or are you still going to try to...
You know what, we're gonna have some meetings about that. My guess is he catches. If we decide to do more, we'll let you know. We're going to have some meetings about that. It'd be a little premature for me to say that because I just honestly don't know the answer.
You guys have 6 established starting pitchers. Do you know how you might approach that spring training, what you would tell?
It's really easy in spring training. It's. I mean, we want to get those guys their innings, and you can add merit to that. So that's 7 that we will want to get stretched out, and it's not hard doing it. We got a number of split squads. It'll be really easy. Now there'll come a point during the spring where that has to change, but it's a little bit like the government doing this thing, man. We can put it off for a couple weeks and, you know, it might take care of itself. It might not. If it doesn't, we'll make a decision.
Terry, are you guys done with moves, or do you think there could be some other moves made before you...
The winter's not over by any means. There's a lot of players. This is the slowest I've ever seen free agency. There's a lot of players out there, whether it's roster or non-roster. I think the guys have been making calls every day. I wouldn't be surprised if we end up with somebody else. If we don't, go play. I like our team a lot.
What have you? You're bringing Upton. How do you see him? And I guess
he's going to be a really interesting guy. It wouldn't shock me if he comes in and kind of hits the ground running. You know, he's in a really good place. We got a chance to visit with him before we signed him, and it was one of the, I would say it's one of the highlights of the fall so far, or the winter for me. I really enjoyed it. And he's in a good place. He's healthy. It just wouldn't surprise me if he comes in and makes a really good impression.
Terry, at the end of last year, Corey was dealing with some injuries, perhaps the postseason played out. How did he have any sort of rehab during the offseason?
What do you mean he was dealing with some injuries?
Didn't he have like wasn't his elbow bothering him?
His back, he had to deal with his back all year. He's okay. He just, you know, guys that pitch that much, you're not going to just roll out there and pitch. There's constant upkeep and care, and they all do that, the arm care and everything like that. Is that you?
No.
Right here.
Someone had an alarm.
Somebody please fess up. but I checked in with him probably 2-3 weeks after we were done, just to check on him, because, you know, take a deep breath, and I just want to make sure he's okay. And he was fine. So that kind of made the winter a little less stressful.
Seems like Lonnie's almost become a forgotten man outside. Certainly not for you guys, but when he was healthy last year, he probably was as good as he's ever been offensively. Where do you feel like he's
I would say that's his by far the best he's ever been. I mean, he was, what, he had like a 960 OPS, I think. He was on an all-star season. And when we lost him, and then we didn't think we were going to lose him for that long. It ended up being about 7 weeks. And then when he came back, he and Brandt didn't have very many at-bats, so it was kind of a little bit tough on him. But we missed him. If we get him back like that, that really changes things in our lineup.
One or two more guys are going
to... Are you sad to lose 17? What happened with the number situation?
Well, Mejia had actually wanted it. I think he was afraid to ask last year. I told him, I said, hey, when the year's over, you can have it, man. I don't care. Well, then I guess Yonder wanted it, so Mejia lost it. Because all I cared about was I could care less what number I am, but since I went from 17 to 77, I can just put the little thing on my shower shoes, my underwear and stuff, and I'm good to go. So that's the reasoning.
Terry, you've won it all twice. You know what it takes. Looking back, I'm sure you and Chris and the guys have gotten together and broke it down. Is there a common denominator of you guys getting over the hump to bring home a World Series championship trophy?
I think you got to really be good, obviously. I think you got to get a little fortunate, if you want to call it luck or fortune, and then you have to be good enough to take advantage of that. The more you get to the playoffs, if you give yourself a chance, you're giving yourself a chance. There's been, you know, I've been fortunate enough to win a couple times, and the best team I think I was ever with was 08 that didn't win. So, you know, short series, things can happen. You know, last year, we were really disappointed last year. We thought we had a chance to get to the end. We didn't. We uncharacteristically played pretty, not very good baseball, and it cost us. But if you give yourself a chance, you know, the year before, we caught fire right at the right time. And, you know, we swept through teams that were really good teams. So it's different every year. But if you give yourself a chance and you give yourself enough chances, maybe we can break through. It's not easy to do. A lot of good teams out there. But I think we're one of those teams that as we go into the year, we should have our glass half full. We should feel good about it.